One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Somebody says, can something be too late with God? Read your Bible. There are cycles in men's lives. Okay? There are cycles in men's lives. God has a timetable. At a certain time in your life, there's something that should be done. And so the Spirit of God prevails on you. Tries to guide you so that you be open to it. Then you don't listen and you miss it. And then it's over and then you pray until the cycle gets there again. So no matter your prayer, no, it's not going to work. It is until next time. And only God knows the duration of the cycle. Maybe a week, maybe 5 years, maybe 10, maybe 20. Until it comes again. And that is if you recognize it. So prayer is not just, is not something for us to feel religious about and say, okay, well, I do pray. No. You're dealing with something really serious. Really, really serious in your life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Some of you are enjoying or have been enjoying the deposits of prayer of your parents. The trouble is, they're not there now to continue, and you are spending the deposits. And it's about to run out. It's about to run out. You've been spending it all these years. It's about to run out. What are you going to do? You better get into prayer. And start praying now. And start heaping up prayers for the years ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. If only many of you here will give serious consideration to spiritual things. Turn to Colossians. Now you will never again say that the reason you didn't pray was because you didn't know how to go about it. Am I right? I've been teaching you how to go about it. Colossians in chapter number 4. I'm reading from verse 2. He says, continue in prayer. Tell somebody, continue in prayer. Again. Did he say stop? He said what? Continue in prayer. And watch in the same with thanksgiving. Then he says, without praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Pray for more doors to be opened unto us. You know, when you come to church and the first 30 minutes, people don't know what to do with the service, I kind of wonder. It's okay, we are praying. Okay, what is the prayer? The prayer ought to be properly led And the people ought to know that they are praying about something important. Not some fellow, okay, just pray in tongues. Okay. Then we say, okay, we have prayed. We've gone to the extreme. Those days there were others who said, let us all pray. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Let us pray for those who are on the highway. May the Lord answer our prayers. Nobody prayed. Everybody's mouth was open. Nobody prayed. No, hold on. What I'm saying is, we have moved from that extreme to... And then you sit down. There's a time for it. There's a time to be quiet. There's a time to shout. But Sunday morning, when you come to church and there's congregational prayer, we should know the things that we're going to pray about and take them seriously. You still there? Pray for doors to be open for the gospel. Pray continually about our TV programs. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Because where a man cannot go, the signals can go. Hallelujah. All right, let me show you something else here. Book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 4. You know, we are asked to win souls. How many of us have a responsibility to win souls? How many of you can say, I am a soul winner? Are you a soul winner? Do you pray? When you want to engage in an evangelical activity, how should you pray? How should you pray? If you were to engage in an evangelical activity, should you come together to pray? Should you pray on your own, at home? Tell me. I'm hearing answers from this side. They're saying, how should you do it? Come together. Yes, we must do the two. See, what we have as a corporate responsibility becomes individual responsibility. Did you hear that? Anything that we can take as a corporate responsibility becomes automatically individual responsibility. Now, every individual responsibility doesn't become a corporate responsibility, but every corporate responsibility becomes an individual responsibility. Did you hear me? All right, I told you to open Galatians. Galatians chapter number 4. I want to read something to you. Here, he says, my little children. And this is important, especially for leaders. This part of it is important. But every one of us here is being trained to become a leader. Am I right? Okay, listen to this. My little children, verse 19. Of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. He says, I travail in birth again. Meaning that there was a travailing in birth before they were born. That is the travail before evangelism, before the soul winning, before they came. And now that they've already arrived, they're growing, they're coming up. He says, I travail in birth again. Until Christ be formed in you. So how long should we pray for others? How long should we pray? You know, some people think, oh, I don't understand. As we win souls, we can't find them. Some people don't come to church. We invite them, but they don't stay. That's because you are not traveling in birth. Says, I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you. In other words, until Christ fills your character, your behavior will change. Your thinking process has been affected. Until Christ be formed in you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, one of the problems a lot of people have, and they don't understand this stuff. See, we have, I announced during the Charismatic Renewal Conference, I announced that the last Friday of every month, we should be praying, all right? Now, some have already turned theirs into healing services. Wrong. The problem is they don't know what to do with it because they don't pray. So now I've said, listen, this is the direction given to us. For that night, we need to pray. And they say, okay, now half of it, they are healing the sick and ministering by word of knowledge and by word of K and word of W. So, I think it's wrong. There are different kinds of meetings. I didn't say hold healing meetings. I said hold prayer meetings. So, when we have a service, that service would go or should go in the direction of its purpose. So, all those meetings, all those prayer meetings that I talked about should be prayer meetings. They should not be healing services or indoor crusades. Listen, I know many ministers who, though they are highly gifted and are holding big crusades inside the church, many people don't come to the church. They're losing their members constantly. Are you hearing me? The crusades and the church meetings are not the same. Pastoral anointing and evangelistic anointing are not the same. No matter how much evangelistic anointing you demonstrate, it will not substitute the pastoral needs in the church.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Ijebu-Ode, 156, Folagbade Road, Arigbagbu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebu-Ode. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.